Kathy Dawes, along with Pottawatomie County Commission Chair Pat Waxelman, Administrator Robert Reese, and then also Fire Supervisor Jared Barnes still with us, 537-1350. I know, Jared, we heard quite a bit from you earlier this morning. You had a lot of numbers, comparatively speaking, of the two different years and kind of how you done. Still, you know, some open burns, but it sounded like things were a little less hectic for you. But I know that Olsburg, we had a lot of stories on that, too, the fire station going in there now and kind of know who's handling that. But maybe just an update from your perspective. Anything else you're wanting to add today?
Well, you know, the Olsburg station, it will be the second station that we've built for the fire departments here in Pott County. First one was at Wheaton, and they've been in approximately a week now, a little over a week. And from what I'm getting, they seem very happy with it. And we're really excited to have them in there. I think that was a good addition to Wheaton. As you already mentioned, we're working on the Olsburg station now, so we're going to start the design build process, and it's going to be based off of the same design as Wheaton. We learned a few things with Wheaton, so we're excited to move forward with that really get that going for the city of Olsburg. We've also purchased some new apparatus. We got two brush trucks. They're on Ford F-350 chassis, and they hold 300 gallons of water. But I think they're going to be a great addition to our fleet. Actually, they're really not an addition. We're replacing some trucks, but you know, a lot of the older trucks. We have a lot of old trucks in Pott County, so these are going to replace those. We did add two more UTVs to the fleet, and those will be at Wheaton. One will be at Wheaton. The other one will be at Emmett. And they have a skid unit in there, so they can pump water. We can do some small firefighting and then also mop up with those. And we can get into areas where the brush trucks can't. And they're just a great tool. The commission and the county has been very good and helped us out with getting those. And we're very appreciative of those.
Well, we have you today, too, and interestingly, I have Ryan Alms coming in the last part of the hour to talk a bit about fire safety with 4th of July. Anything you're wanting to put in there? I know huge celebration coming up in Wamego here, but just a reminder to be careful.
Yeah, you know, use caution when using fireworks. They're explosives. They can do a lot of damage, and you know, just make sure that you use caution. If your children are using them, make sure you're supervising your children, and common sense goes a long ways when it comes to fireworks.
And I don't know if we need to remind people of the rules, regulations. I mean, just real quickly, you can think about that a little bit. But I mean, just anything we need to obviously let them think about that way, too. I know every county, every city's probably a little bit different, so we'll throw that out there. Well, I know that earlier, Robert, you know, Pat had mentioned the special meeting that's coming up and a lot of work on facilities lately, if you want to kind of tell us what's been going on that way. I know been hearing a lot of some of those meetings going really into the whole day almost, it seems like.
Correct. On, I believe it's Thursday, July 6th at 7 o'clock, we're having a meeting up at the Pottawatomie County Sunflower Room. And that will be, in essence, an information meeting. And we'll talk specifically about not the broader sense of the facility needs, but trying to focus more on the old courthouse. That seems to be a topic of interest. We've got many of the locals that have come in and expressed some concerns about what's going to happen with it. And I don't know whether the commission has made full commitment on what's going to happen with it at this point in time. But we do whatever we do. We want to make sure that if we go through the renovation process, that it is a facility that we can utilize within our current operations. I think the total square footage of it is somewhere around 9,000 square foot up and down. We have the old courthouse there, or the courtroom, excuse me, up there on the second floor that, for the most part, is still intact and still pretty decent shape.
But, covered a few trials in that courtroom.
but you know, overall, the structure has some challenges and the foundation has some challenges. You know, about everything that you can think of on a building needs to be improved or updated or replaced. So that's when you get into those old stone buildings, they have a lot of value to them. and sentimental value as well, but it comes with a cost. So they're looking at that, and they have an individual that's from BG Consultant that will make that presentation and go from there.
Any historic significance to that building? I've heard a lot of people ask about that, so I'm curious myself.
Well, it's been there since what, the 1880s and
84, and then it's the second oldest courthouse in the state, but at the same time, it's been added on to. It's not, you know, it's not the original structure. It's been added on to three or four times. So you've got all of that you've got to contend with, you know, if you do choose renovating it or, you know, bringing it up. And there are just so many things that it's going to take. And we're even considering maybe putting this on the ballot in November. And, you know, instead of three people making the decision, let you know, the people of the county, we're milling that over also. But
okay. Any other topics we kind of want to get into today, Pat? It never seems like there's enough time. I see you've got long lists in front of you here. If there's anything else you're thinking we need to get to today, I know that we followed several of the different things having to do with it. Always seems like there's road work going on and different zoning regulations continuing to grow in Pottawatomie County. And
yeah, work's progressing on Vineyard Road South. We've got dirt crew over there, and they're working on that, and that's a pretty substantial job for being done in house, but they are making some progress on it. It's looking pretty good, and it's amazing when you clean a couple trees out alongside a road what you can see. I mean, it just opens everything up. But you know, we've got that, and then we've got this ambulance situation that we're having to take over. I guess we're going to part ways with Via Christi and kind of take over the emergency services in-house. Robert's been busy trying to find somebody to, you know, run that as a director, and I think we have hired a billing person that is going to go both for this situation and then help in the health department also. So we're working on that.
Are we releasing who that is yet, or still in the interim?
Say that one.
Have we talked about who that is? It's going to be heading that up?
No.
Not yet. No.
Okay,
no.
Gotcha.
No.
But, you know, we've got, as far as I'm concerned, we've got a good step forward on this, because it's just like Jared said, we've got a new fire station in Wheaton. We've got an ambulance station up in Onega. We've got a new fire station in Bellevue. We've got, you know, another ambulance place in Westmoreland. We've got an ambulance location in Wamego, where everybody will be working out as far as the main office. They're doing that now. And so we really don't have to add a lot of stuff. And we've got a lot of satellite areas that are, you know, relatively new and in good shape, and places to, you know, to house this ambulances as they, you know, are taking place throughout the county. So I feel pretty good about it.
We are a spread out county, Jared, as I'm sure you can attest to. You probably see it all the time, don't you, in your line of work?
I do. 862 square miles. There's a lot of area to cover.
And I know, Robert, it sounds like you've been busy trying to figure this all out. I mean, that was a huge kink. I know of Riley County also having to deal with it, and quite an adjustment for both counties, I know.
It is, and, you know, as Commissioner Waxman mentioned, is that we have the facilities and the equipment already in place, and I think we've got some pretty good personnel in place already, and we're looking for a director. We're in that process now. So, you know, I think, you know, we're going to make it all right. We're going to make it all right.
Dave wanted to add a little bit to the discussion.
Was there
the glass?
The question I have, was there any discussion with Riley County in consolidating this effort? What happened there? And Pat, looks like you got that answer.
Yeah, we had, I think it was one meeting, Dave, and we discussed this to where maybe we could combine some areas and, you know, combine some forces. And they, the indication that we got at that meeting was they really just decided that they really wanted to go their own way. So the discussion was there, and I don't think that anybody this was really too interested in going that direction is the gist I got.
Okay. Was it something that you were open to
as
Pottawatomie County Commission?
You know, whenever something like this falls in your lap, you know, the first two or three weeks, you're looking at scrambling, you know, and trying anything was, you know, we were open to anything. But I think all in all, we probably going this direction that we're going now probably will end up being the best, you know, the best plan for both entities, Riley County and Pottawatomie County.
It was sudden, too. I mean, go ahead.
It was sudden. I think that it makes sense that you've been able to make that position, you know, have multi-purpose aspects in working within the health department as well. So,
yeah.
So that sounds like that may have been just a pretty good fit for you.
Yeah. Robert really, you know, he's been saddled with this thing, and it's not that I do a lot of, you know, planning like this here, but Robert's done an excellent job, and all of this on top of, you know, when we got the budget we're trying to get to. So he's been busy, he's been putting in some overtime, and we really appreciate, you know, all the work that he does.
I was going to ask you about the budget, but just real briefly, I know we're about out of time here, actually.
Well, we're still in the, I think yesterday was the last presentation that we had from an outside agency, which is Three Rivers. It's always good to hear from them and the things that they do, which is a very good job. And actually, next week, they'll begin the process of formal review of the budget. And of course, during this time as well, we have our bond issue for old development projects that we've got, about $2.9 million in bond issue that we'll have this year, and we'll do a refinancing of a little over half a million. So all in all, about a $3.5 million bond issue that will happen about a month after the budget's approved. So, and as well as all the developments, as you spoke about earlier, we've got a few of those still going on in Pottawatomie County, probably about six or seven. So, yeah, we managed to keep busy.
Anything, Pat, you want to?
Yeah, I just want to put a shout out to Wamego, their 4th of July celebration, probably one of the biggest in the state. I want to thank the Pyro crew at this point in time for all they do. I mean, they do an excellent job, and it's a lot of planning. It's a year-long planning. They'll get done, you know, the 4th of July, shooting everything off, and in a couple weeks after that, they're already started, you know, into next year. But I just, it's going to be a big celebration. It always has been, and people come over and visit Wamego and take in the show. It's well worth it.
Well, and in fact, I would like to mention, too, we do have, in fact, Thursday, we're going to kind of devote the whole hour. I believe it's Thursday. Let me just glance at my sheet real quickly. Yes, Thursday is kind of Wamego's day. We're going to have Chris Hoopy and Pyro Crew on. Also, Wamego Police Chief Mike Baker, Deputy Chief Paul Schlifke, and maybe someone from the chamber, too. So,
oh, good.
Thursday's Wamego day, so we'll cover it in its entirety then, but appreciate the shout-out. Anything else from any of the three of you? Sure, appreciate all three of you being here. And Lisa earlier.
Thank you.
And again, Pottawatomie County Commission Chair Pat Waxelman, Administrator Robert Reese, Health Director Lisa Kenworthy was in earlier with us, and then also Fire Supervisor Jared Barnes. We'll take a break. We come back, John Klimak, Rod Harms will be joining us to talk some about the Manhattan Amateur Radio Society and the project they're doing with the green bikes, the Little Apple bikes, and looking forward to hearing more about that. You're listening to In Focus on News Radio.